I'm David Dye. This is the World Cafe, and there is great joy in our Christmas already because Bela Fleck and the Flecktones have joined us to play music from their recent Jingle All the Way album for us live. The album already has two Grammy nominations in instrumental categories that the Flecktones usually dominate. On the album, various guests help out, including bassist Edgar Myers, the Tuvan Throat Singers, the Alash Ensemble, and Eddie Statman, the klezmer clarinetist and Newgrass mandolin player, who joins the Flecktones' Victor Wooten on bass guitar, Jeff Goffin on saxophones and flute, and Future Man on percussion today. We'll talk with Bela and Andy Statman in a moment, but first, let's enjoy the music, starting with this version of Silent Night.
Thank you.
Couple of amazing performances from our guests today, Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, with a little extra help we'll talk about in just a bit. That is Sleigh Ride and that version of Silent Night in the first place. All songs you know and love and all parts of a new Christmas album from Bela and the Flecktones called Jingle All the Way. It had to happen. Have you resisted doing a holiday album, or has it been something that's always been kind of a part of what you guys play?
Well, it's more something that we've always thought would be fun to do. And I think it was the first year we were on tour, we worked up a little medley of just, it was... what's that one?
I never God forgot. Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen.
That's the one. That's fun. Yes. And Little Drummer Boy. And we figured out that they worked simultaneously, so that made us interested in doing it.
The kids call that a mashup nowadays.
A mashup. That's what it was. And but we always thought someday we would like to do a holiday record. And then about maybe 6-7 years ago, we worked up this version of Silent Night and Sleigh Ride, just because it was, you know, come getting around that season, and people just started saying, gosh, you guys got to record a record of that stuff. So this year just made sense to do it.
Well, you also, we sort of alluded to it a little bit, had a bunch of friends help on this. First of all, if you get a chance to listen to the album, unfortunately they're not here today, the Tuvan throat singers.
Alash, the Alash Ensemble.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
what a cool thing to be able to work with them. And Edgar Meyer, who I know you've worked with in the past.
Yeah.
But you brought along Andy Statman, who's here today. And it's great to hear you on these, but the one you arranged and kind of put in the middle of this was the Hanukkah Waltz. And you've been involved with playing klezmer and all kinds of traditional Jewish music over the years. Now, I'm curious if you could sort of set the holiday of Hanukkah up as far as how important it is musically in the Jewish tradition as opposed to other holidays.
You know, there are some, other than the popular Hanukkah songs, there are some not well-known melodies to certain prayers that are said when you light the menorah. But generally, it's not thought of as an exceedingly musical holiday.
What would be the more...
Passover or Purim. Particularly
Purim,
Passover.
I was thinking of.
Passover, there's thousands of melodies, literally.
Right. Now, what is it like for you to be the second horn in this ensemble? It's kind of neat to have...
For me, it's a gas. I haven't played with another horn in many years, and Jeff's such a master. It's just great to play with him. Great to listen to him.
Well, it's great to have the clarinet, and of course, playing mandolin also today as well. Here's a question. Whenever we talk to somebody who's done a holiday album, when do you do it, and how do you conjure the holiday spirit in what you do it? I mean, I'm assuming it was warm, right?
Well, we did it whenever we could do it, and we were really busy. So sometimes it was in July, and then we did some stuff in September. And I think Andy came to Nashville in January, which was the closest to actually being the right time of year. But you know what? It's all the music. That's what this record was for us anyway. It's tunes that we've known for a long time or things that were interesting that seemed like that would broaden the record. And once you're inside the songs, you're inside the songs. Now Richard did put up some Christmas tree lights during the July session, which was surreal, but we were, you know, we're just music heads, so we were just trying to make these songs as good as we could.
A lot of people leave them up all year anyway, so it's just it works all the time. Now, you're going to do 12 Days of Christmas, a song I've always loved. But then you were talking about that original medley. Has that's expanded on here, I noticed.
Well, yeah. I mean, both of those songs bear a little discussion. 12 Days, we were looking... Well, you know, we wanted to do things weird and different. Not just weird, but, you know, we wanted it to feel right, but different. And this is one of those cases where... we came up with a cool idea, and then we had to figure out if we could do it and how to do it. And the idea was that there were 12 days, and there's 12 time signatures, one for each day. And then also, since there's a chromatic scale is 12 notes, it seemed like there had to be a way to do the song in 12 keys. So that's what we did. And that took a bit of shuffling and exploring and trying different orders, trying to figure it out. I mean, do you do chromatic? Do you go circle of fifths? What's the best music? Because sometimes you get a good idea and it doesn't make good music. So you have to figure out what's a musical way to try that idea. And we found a way that we like.
Wow. So we'll listen to that. And we're also going to hear the medley. And the medley, there's so many of these melodies that fit inside each other. It's not just the two you mentioned.
Well, that was the fun part of it. It started out with those first two. And then we recorded them just sort of as a test to just listen to them. And I was like, man, there's more here. There's more here. Let's not record these yet. And then we went on tour and started screwing around with ideas. And my idea was, as many Christmas tunes simultaneously as possible should be the culmination of this song. And so, I mean, the truth is we could have added on a lot more, but we also wanted it to reflect the amount of musicians on the song and not just be a big overdub session. So the people we got to play on the song, being Andy and Edgar, each played some melodies and found ways to make them fit over the songs we already had.
It sounds wonderful. And actually, listening to this album, it's, if you're a fan of Bela and the Flecktones, this is just another Bela and the Flecktones album. It happens to be, the melodies happen to be all these traditional songs.
But. Yeah, and we're noticing that the audiences are just so relieved to hear us play something they know. And also they can get a better sense of sort of what we're doing with them. And I also have to say, I'm just so thrilled to have Andy both on these live shows and on the record, because he's one of my primary source influences. You know, there's just a few people that I've been listening to since I started playing that whenever I'm running dry, I can listen to them again, and it brings me back. I remember what I love so much about music and their playing in particular. And Chick Corea is one of them. Andy's one of them. There's a few others, very few others.
Well, that's really wonderful to have him here as well. So let's get
You're
back.
Buying dinner.
Let's get back into it and count the keys as we play the 12 Days of Christmas. Thank you. Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, that amazing Christmas medley from Bela and Andy Statman helping out also. Jingle All the Way is the name of their new album, and our big thanks to them for spending the holidays with us. We will have another Christmas guest next hour as Mary Chapin Carpenter is set to join us. We'll get to a holiday tune from Cab Mo coming up here on the special holiday edition of the World Cafe.